An interim supply bill is on the agenda for this session, but the offshore oil industry in a crisis dominated proceedings on Monday. Opposition leader Chess Crosby joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Mr. Crosby, what are your priorities for this session of the House of Assembly? Same thing we asked NDP leader Alison Coffin and Liberal leader Andrew Feary.
Well, obviously, the budget is the dominant piece of business to find our way through. And, of course, the legislature is not just about budgets. It's also about doing important other pieces of legislation. So if the government has other agenda items on the legislative agenda, then they need to bring that forward, and we'll deal with those things, too.
Under what conditions will you support an interim supply bill as government is looking for 3 months? You've said you want 1 month.
Yes, well, look, I think the government's trying to build this up into some kind of an election issue. It appears they've taken it into their heads that they want an excuse to call an election. So they're making this extravagant demand for 3 months of supply. That's way more than is needed to get us through the budget debate and vote period so that they have an authorization to spend money as a result of their budget. And they seem to be wanting to pick a fight over it. And it seems to be that the narrative they're telling, the story they're telling about the PCs, is that we want an election. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Any election is not in the interest of people right now. We need to finish the business that's on the agenda, which is the budget. So this supply thing is a fake issue. And they all know, Mr. Crocker knows, the Premier knows, that even if there were to be an election call, they can get all the money they need to spend properly from the lieutenant governor through special warrants. So all of this is a fake issue.
PC leader Chess Crosby, you tabled the PC's action plan for jobs in the offshore yesterday. What action do you want to see when it comes to the offshore oil industry?
Well, the immediate action has to take place with respect to Terra Nova FPSO, getting that back under refit here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We can do most of the work. We built it here in the first place. There are thousands of skilled tradespeople who are desperately looking for the jobs that come with doing that, and also the jobs on the offshore that come with getting that structure back out, producing oil and therefore revenue for the province. The other issue at hand is, of course, West Waitrose sitting there 60% complete. Again, another 1,000 construction jobs, skilled trades jobs involved in completing that work. We need to get that back. We know what Husky is asking for. It's asking for equity investment. The government of this province, the Liberal government, is poor-mouthing that, saying that they don't have the money. Well, yes, we know they are in dire straits, but if they're willing to put $100 million into Bay du Nord, a much more risky oil equity venture, why not into this, which is far more proven? Husky simply has a short-term problem, and it needs some aid to get over the short-term issue that it's facing. So while I know the provincial government is in a tough bind, they have money for other oil wells, which are riskier, so why not transfer that capital to this one?
So if you were premier, is that what you would do?
I don't have access to all the details that a premier would have access to, but I'm saying that in concept, I don't know why they're unwilling to speak to and address that as a policy measure. Transfer the $100 million to this West Waitrose venture. Husky says it needs equity. The $100 million committed is equity. Invest it where the payback is more immediate and more surefire.
PC leader Chess Crosby, I wanted to ask you as well, what happened to the spirit of cooperation that was so evident at the beginning of this pandemic? We just heard from NDP leader Alison Coffin. She said much the same around the fact that a lot of these meetings and stuff have kind of fizzled out.
Well, I think you'd have to ask Premier Feary about that. When I had my earliest meeting with him, he asked me how did the pandemic committee work? Was it serving the public interest and so forth? And I said, yes, I thought it was unbalanced. And I gave him some examples of where it did work in the public interest. I also said to him that it needed to be formalized with proper terms of reference and proper membership and not just go along the way it has under the previous Premier Ball as an ad hoc kind of thing. It needed to be have terms of reference and an official membership, and it needed to be chaired and run properly. And I haven't heard back from him on that. We're always available to explore that further. But those things have not occurred, the formalization of the responsibilities of the committee. So from our point of view as PCs, there's no less willingness to collaborate where it makes sense.
And I did want to ask you as well, Conservative leader Erin O'Toole released his shadow cabinet just a few days ago. Then yesterday, you announced your shadow cabinet as well. The graphics look very, very similar, and it has prompted some questions about, and I'll just ask you first off, have you had a chance to speak to Conservative leader Erin O'Toole yet? And are you aligning yourself, the provincial PC party, a little closer with the federal Conservatives?
I did speak with Mr. O'Toole. Not every PC is also sympathetic to or a member of the federal CPC, the Conservative Party of Canada. Opinions differ on that. It probably goes back to the Danny Williams days and the ABC campaign. But I think what you've seen is an evolution in the leadership of the National Party. So that, you know, if you ask what kind of a Tory Mr. O'Toole is, he's more of a Newfoundland Labrador PC kind of a Tory than he is an out west kind of a Tory. In other words, if you're looking around that party for red Tories, he probably fits that mold. So I think we'll see more of that from Mr. O'Toole as time goes on and people get a chance to understand him and know him better.
Opposition Leader Chess Crosby, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you. Anytime.